a series of A Slice of Life. My name is Mehar Rusbe Kharucha, and today my father and I are going to be discussing certain issues that most children, adults and teenagers face. Ready? Okay. Some people feel overshadowed by the members of their family. What do we do?
If you are ever going to try and live up to somebody's expectations, if ever you're going to try and compete or achieve somebody else's landmark, why family is going to happen then out in the world also? You're always going to feel overshadowed. You know why? Because you have made somebody else's landmark your reality.
You don't have an original reality?
Yeah, you don't have yourself. You are operating from somebody else's script. A lot of children face this issue, you know. They feel they're not as good as their grandparents or parents.
Or elder siblings.
First of all, they don't understand that the grandparent is 70 years old, the parent is 50 years old, the sibling is 5-10 years elder than me. They are trying to compare themselves at those people's age. The grandfather must have been a total dimwit at the age of 13. But at the age of 70, he's a wise old man. Now imagine you trying to say, how come I'm not that wise old man? You're not seeing your grandfather at the age of 13. You would have been calling up somebody to take him to the asylum. Right?
Yeah.
You're not seeing your father at the age of 13.
I have a gist from the stories.
Yeah. Okay? I can assure you, you are far, 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 far beyond what I was.
I think we're equal in some way.
No, what I'm trying to tell you is, first of all, understand that you are at a particular age. You are trying to compare yourself with people who are twice, thrice, four times elder to you. They've got so much of experience. Life has taught them so much. And that is how they become who they are. Trying to compare yourself at this age to that person is ridiculous. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, of course, there are families who will keep putting you down. Your father is so great, your mother is so great, your grandfather is so great, and what are you? Right? Those adults are stupid.
I think it mainly flowers from there.
Yeah, they are stupid basically. You know, they've fallen and hit their head when they were children, and that is why they think this way. Because no wise elder will ever put a youngster down by comparing that youngster to XYZ. So if you've got a bunch of loonies as adults in your life who are doing this, trust me, you're already beyond them. Don't get affected.
Sometimes, I think we, not me at least, but some people look up to the wrong people.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time. But you know,
you want to become somebody who themselves aren't quite nice.
No, no. What I'm saying is, let's assume they are nice. It's like a goat wanting to become a tiger. It's not in the DNA. It's not in the whole scheme of nature. Somebody, I think Albert Einstein, said that we are telling the fish to climb the tree. And the fish cannot climb the tree. So we are telling the fish, you're dumb.
I think we are dumb to even compare the fish to climb the tree.
Each child has his or her strengths and limitations. The job of adults and elders is to enhance the strengths and try and make the child work towards the weaknesses. The child's job is to give his or her best and then leave the rest to the goddess, god, guru, the cosmos, whatever. The day you get out of this comparison race, that day you will truly start living. The day other people's opinions and criticisms don't tear your heart, that is the time you will start living.
Okay.
The day you stop trying to impress people, that is the day you will start living. Otherwise, you are imprisoned in all this crap.
So a lot of us haven't actually lived to the fullest.
No.
Can people live to the fullest?
100%.
So it's a possibility.
Yeah, just give your best to everything and leave the rest. No. You will be living to the fullest, man. Be true to yourself. I get so many emails that you shouldn't be drinking, you shouldn't be smoking, you shouldn't be cursing, you're on the path of God.
But God never said to not do any of this.
Yeah, so my thing is, listen, this is who I am. Maybe your version of God is different from my version of God. If I stop smoking, drinking, cursing because I'm trying to impress somebody, I've stopped living. I have to stop smoking, drinking, cursing because I feel I should stop it. I would rather not be a bad human being. I would rather not hurt someone than worry about whether I'm smoking or not.
Okay.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can smoke.
No, I know. I don't want to smoke either. It's bad for the lungs.
Okay.
Okay. Jai Baba.